We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus is a gift to me, sent from God above. So I will never be alone, living in his love. Jesus is my teacher. Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus is my shepherd, and I am his sheep. I will always follow him. He will care for me. Jesus is my master, and Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus is my friend, and he is always here with me. He lives inside my heart, and he will never leave me. Jesus is my rock, and Jesus is my savior, and Jesus is my king. Jesus is my friend. Like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend.
Who is Jesus?
He is the Son of God.
He is Emmanuel, God with us.
He is Christ.
He's our friend.
Our master.
He is the light of the world.
He is our savior.
He is Lord of all creation.
He is the Alpha and Omega.
He is the bread of life,
the resurrection and life.
He is the good shepherd.
And we could go on and on with this list. He is our everything. And today we're going to talk about Jesus, our good shepherd.
A shepherd is someone who takes care of sheep.
And before we read this story from the book of John, let's talk about sheep a little bit. Tell me what you know about sheep, Luke.
They're not very smart.
Okay.
They follow things pretty easily.
Okay. Catherine?
They get lost and can't find their way home easily.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They constantly need someone to take care of them and meet their needs.
They sure do. And it sounds a little bit like us, doesn't it? Maybe we're not quite as stupid as sheep. Probably not as stupid. But compared to God and compared to Jesus, we don't really have it all together, do we?
Mm-mm.
So tell me how we're like sheep.
A lot of people will wander any way that they think will be best for them, and they have no idea where they're going and where it's leading them.
Okay.
Sometimes when we get into a deep pit of sin, it's hard to find our way back to Jesus, our home, and we need his help to do that.
That's right. Okay. Very, very good answers. We really need help, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we can't do this on our own, can we? God knew that, and he sent Jesus to be our good shepherd. So let's read from the book of John, chapter 10.
The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep.
The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice.
He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice.
But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice.
Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep.
All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them.
I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved.
He will come in and go out and find pasture.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep.
So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away.
Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it.
The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen.
I must bring them also.
They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd.
My Jesus, I love you. I know you are mine. My sins are forgiven. My Savior's divine. My King and Redeemer, I humbly come and bow. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, it's now. Sins on Calvary's tree. I love you for wearing the thorns upon your brow. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, it's now. Jesus, it's now.
Jesus is still our good shepherd.
He guides us and helps us each day.
But he wants us to help him.
After he died and rose to heaven, Jesus taught Peter a very important lesson.
It's another story about lambs. It's found in the book of John, chapter 21.
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?"
"Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you."
Jesus said, "Feed my lambs."
Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?"
He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep."
The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?"
Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?"
He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you."
Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."
Then he said to him, "Follow me."
And we can show God how much we love him by helping him take care of his lambs, his people.
People who need our help.
People who can't find their way.
We need to tell them to follow Jesus.
Follow me, Jesus said.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you are the good shepherd. We know your voice and we will follow you.
You lay down your life for us.
You will protect us and keep us safe.
Help us to share this good news with others who might be lost and searching,
so that they too can follow you.
We love you, Jesus.
And we thank and praise you.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Take some time this week to think how you can tell others about Jesus, the Good Shepherd.
That's what our ministry is all about.
Our music shares the good news.
Our program is a great way to teach kids, too.
You can visit us online to find out more at www.karenandkids.com.
Call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Or send us an email. Karen@KarenAndKids.com.
And remember,
tell others about Jesus
so that they can hear his voice.
And follow him. See you next time.
Music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.